This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Mike Triplett's going to join us now, ESPN NFL Nation reporter. We're going to have a little fun with them. They've got a Big news, as Drew Brees has said, he is coming back for the 2020 season. So the Who Dat Nation is happy. You can follow Mike on Twitter at Mike Triplett and catch his work there at ESPN. Mikey, good afternoon, my man. How you doing?
How you doing? Thank you for your patience waiting for me today.
Oh, please, dude. You're a stud, bro. You're always great with me. We will wait as long as it takes. I get it, man. You got to get your job done. And hey, by the way, I was going to start this interview with, dude, your head is on a swivel. You don't know if Breeze is coming back. Taysom Hill wants to be a starter. Teddy Bridgewater. What the hell's going on there? But finally, we got one domino to fall in Drew Brees. So, Mikey, what happens to the other two guys? Because I can't see both of them coming back, right? If both of them really want to be quarterbacks. If they really want to be quarterbacks.
Even Sean Payton said he thinks it's unrealistic to keep all three. And, unfortunately, I think that makes Teddy Bridgewater the odd man out because he's the unrestricted free agent. Taysom Hill's a restricted free agent, and that's a huge dollar difference in what they would have to pay those guys. Maybe if they cost the exact same, you could have a long debate about which one to keep. But Bridgewater's going to be an unrestricted free agent. Last year, the Dolphins were the only other team to offer him a starting job, so the Saints kept him at $7.25 million as a backup, which was nice. I don't think they'll have that luxury this time around. I don't know exactly how much he'll make on the open market. I don't think we're going to see him go above 20 and get into the $30 million range, but he proved himself by going 5-0 as a starter, and I think there's more teams looking this year than there were last year. There's a lot of dominoes that are about to fall at the quarterback position. And a couple of teams are probably going to be looking at paying starter money to Teddy Bridgewater. So I think he's going to be the one that the Saints are going to have to let go.
All right. So, Mikey, when I look at Teddy Bridgewater and he's from here, he's a phenomenal young man. He is one of the best human beings you're going to deal with. I get it. But I've never really looked at him as a difference maker as a quarterback. In Minnesota, he was just a guy, and he had the brutal injury, and I know that he's so likable and all of that, and he had a nice run with the Saints, but I almost felt it was more a product of the talent around him, the coaching, making the right calls to set him up, all of that. But I just think that if you're going to go after Teddy and you think he's a franchise guy, I think you're going to be severely disappointed. I still think he's, a game manager on his best day. You were around him. What do you think? What's your opinion on him?
No, it's absolutely fair to say that. It takes the right team that's looking for that. Like, personally, as I survey the landscape, I think the Chicago Bears are, like, the type of team that should be all over Teddy Bridgewater. Or the New England Patriots, if they really do move on from Tom Brady. A team that's built to win and almost doesn't want their quarterback to screw it up. I mean, similar to what we saw with Ryan Tannehill and Tennessee Titans. I think you could make a case that he might even be better than Ryan Tannehill in a similar situation. But you're right that, look, for the Saints this year, when he went 5-0, he averaged 240 yards a game. He threw 9 touchdowns over 5 games with just 2 turnovers. When he took the Vikings to the playoffs back in 2015, he averaged like 205 yards a game, only had 14 touchdown passes all season, but they went 11-5 and had a run game and had a defense. He's great for the locker room. Yeah. Great leader, great teammate, mm-hmm. great decision maker, not going to kill you with turnovers, and he's going to make a few big plays. He's got the poise and everything like that. So I think he's the right guy for the right team, but he's not necessarily, your game changer who's going to change the makeup of your team. He's got to be, if your quarterback is holding you back, he's the guy you want. I don't hate the idea of Miami now, if they want to use all their draft picks on other positions and build a loaded roster around him. But I don't think he wants to go somewhere where the team is also going to draft a QB of the future. I don't think he wants to be packaged with Tua somewhere. I think he wants a legitimate chance to be a starter somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure. Teddy doesn't want to be a bridge, water. Okay, I get you. All right, so then here's the other one that I'm so intrigued. Dude, Taysom Hill's thrown the ball a couple times, and all of a sudden we're going to look at this guy like a future quarterback. What the hell is Sean Payton thinking? Are they really thinking that inside that office that he is a legitimate starting franchise quarterback once Breeze steps down? Do they really believe that?
Yeah, I mean, this is a little bit of yes and no. I think some of those reports have gotten a little unwieldy this offseason. They were never going to choose Taysom Hill over Breeze. No. They weren't going to say, hey, Breeze, here's your golden parachute. Get out of here. We're going with Taysom. And if Breeze did, don't think they would have chosen Hill over Bridgewater in this scenario. We need a starter right away in 2020. I think they'd have kept Bridgewater under that scenario. But I do think that they think he could be the next starting quarterback when Breeze retires, rather than immediately having to go out and sign another guy. They'll always look at a guy in the draft. That's always going to happen for them. They know how important the position is. But yeah, if you're with, you know, who's out there, Marcus Mariota or Josh McCown or Ryan Fitzpatrick, or let's go with Taysom Hill, I think Sean Payton's very excited about the idea of designing a full-time offense around Hill. I'm not going to make the Lamar Jackson comparison, but I will make the Josh Allen one in Buffalo. I think Sean Payton designing an offense around Taysom Hill could look like the Bills designing one around Josh Allen, or even better. I mean, Josh Allen was no more proven than Taysom Hill was. So I would at least be very excited to watch it. But it would be such a risky long-term play because of his lack of experience, as you pointed to, and because of the injury factor. He got injured, you know, 4 season-ending injuries in 5 years in college, and I've never seen him avoid a tackle yet. He plays, he runs the ball like he's a linebacker out there, which is fun to watch, but not smart for longevity.
And I got to tell you, you lose the Swiss Army knife too if you put him at quarterback.
Right,
because
that's true. That's
man,
true. Now your offense becomes a little unpredictable if he's running and throwing. But yeah, you probably won't catch 7 touchdowns like he did this last year.
Right, he's not going to block a punt, or right? Didn't he block a punt this year also, or something like that?
Oh yeah, he's blocked. He's blocked punts. He's converted fake punts. He's returned kickoffs. I mean, they clearly love the guy, and there's no limit to what they think he could do to help them on the football field. And that's why you go to, well, why are we only doing it for 12 snaps a game? How good could he look if he was touching the ball 50 snaps a game? But you're right. There is a point of diminishing returns, I'm sure, somewhere in.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike Triplett, of course, ESPN NFL Nation reporter covering the Saints, joining us. All right, before I let you go, so I would imagine that overall now there is calm along the Houdat Nation that Breeze is back in the fold for one more season, right? I mean, this is probably, Mikey, this is officially going to be his last year, correct?
Oh, I don't know that. I mean, he's said, just like Brady, that he thinks he can keep doing it till he's 45 if he wanted to, although he is allowed for the fact that it takes a lot to get geared up. That's why he took a month to make this decision. But the thing about Breeze is we've seen quarterbacks drop off the map before. We've seen Brett Favre, you know, lose it. We definitely saw Peyton Manning because of injury. What we've seen with Breeze, though, is he makes up for every physical tool he loses with intelligence and efficiency. His last 2 years at age 39 and 40, the 2 best passer ratings of his career, the last 3 years, the 3 highest completion percentages in NFL history, and his 3 lowest interception totals. So he just makes up for what he lacks with efficiency and smarts. Just this last December, 15 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions. I mean, he is a guy you trust on the field. As long as he wants to keep doing it, this guy's got to hang it up.
He's not hurting his legacy.
He's not hurting his legacy.
No, definitely not. I mean, he's just enhancing his legacy because he just continues to play at an incredible level at this age, and the efficiency is crazy. What are you working on ESPN so Saints fans can follow up? What's the follow-up story now coming up, Mikey?
Yeah, a written version of all the questions you just asked, just a rundown of what comes next for the Saints, obviously, in addition to the story, and a lot of people wanting to know about Taysom and Teddy, and Are the Saints still poised to be a top contender in the NFC? I think they are for now, but one price of success factor that they have coming up is that incredible 2016 and 2017 draft classes they had are about to start costing a lot of money. So they're definitely in the window to try to win now while they can still keep this thing together.
Follow him on Twitter at Mike Triplett and catch his work there at ESPN. He is Mike Triplett, ESPN NFL Nation reporter. Mikey, as always, you are a stud, my brother. Thank you for taking some time.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. There you go. He gets to cover three guys that can throw the ball. We have none. That's just unfair. No, Fitz did a good job. I should not say that. Fitz was good. Got to give him a little love. Got it? You got to admit when you're wrong. And I was wrong about him.